Well, good morning, everybody. This is Udata Power in Los Angeles. Oh my gosh, we're getting so much rain. The drought has passed, and the reservoirs are filling up. It's just pretty wonderful. And so it's rainy, overcast this morning today, and it's just we're so thankful for it. And we're just thankful to be on this call. We're here every Monday through Friday at 8:30 a.m. Pacific for 15 minutes of inspiration, of focus, of coming together with a tribe. And for those who are brand new, this call's been going on for almost 11 years now. And the man who put it together and has held it together all this time, he is a pillar in our company. I mean, he has he's really a good friend of the Coovers, of Kathy Coover, of David Wood, and he helped put together Isagenix University. I mean, this was not always like this. This was a baby plant. It got planted, and it got nurtured, and it started to grow. It started to bloom, and it started to adjust, and he kept watering that plant, and he would jump up and start contributing anytime he could. They asked him to help with create Isagenix University, and he did. When they started doing videos, we didn't always have this amazing video department. He would jump up, and he was on most of the videos. It was really amazing. Every one of them, I'd see Lenny there. So I want to say thank you for his courage, for his commitment, not only to his own team, which is filled with six and multiple six and seven-figure earners, but for all of us, right across the board. He contributes to all of us. So I want to say thank you. And just in one moment before I turn the call over to him, we have such magnificent leaders on this call, on this team right now. One of them is With a Bullet. And I want to just introduce her because she and her husband are going to be on the stage, on Eric Worre's stage, training. I mean, over the last under 4 years, they have really applied themselves. And not only are they leaders in our company, they're leaders in the whole industry. So she's just going to tell you she has a couple of tickets left. I just want to turn the call over quickly to a Debbie Beebe. Then we're going to turn it over to the amazing Lenny. So, Debbie, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much, Udata. Good morning, everybody. It's so exciting to be here with you guys. I love you all, and I love the excitement as you're getting on this call. Just real fast, wanted to remind you guys about the Most Powerful Women in Network Marketing. That is March 2nd through the 4th. It's in Vegas. It's at the Mirage Hotel. I don't even like to call it a discount because that sounds cheap, but I bought a pack of tickets. And so that took the ticket from $399 a piece to $300. I still have a few left. If I run out, Eric Worre said he would honor that price and I can get more. But right now I just would love whoever feels they deserve and desire to be there to private message me, text me, call me if you have my number, and let's get your ticket secure. I as a leader, we always say stay plugged in, get to events. We all get to our Isagenix events, but GoPro and the Most Powerful Women in Network Marketing is a GoPro event, and it is such an amazing way to stay connected with our craft and to learn how to do network marketing, and it definitely rocks my world, has rocked my world, and I always say that GoPro book is network marketing Bible. So if you guys really desire this, please, 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 please let me know, and let's get you there, and let's have some fun.
Yay! And if you find it, want to connect with her on Facebook, it's Debbie, okay? Okay, so now with no further ado, let's have a drum roll. And I want to introduce the amazing Lenny Evans.
All right. Thank you, Udata and Debbie and Jeff. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about this. This is amazing. It's an amazing thing. And it's just an honor. It's an honor to be part of this and see it, and it's exciting, and we should all just be excited about it, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. So contact Debbie on that. And then today is Jeff Beebe's day to train, and I'm sure he'll plug some more about that on the Playing the Field to Pros call after. So anyway, thank you guys. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so whatever you are grateful for right now, hone in on it, And let's take a breath together on three. One, two, three. Let's take a breath in. Oh, yeah, and smile. Smile, smile, smile. You can't really feel gratitude unless you smile and let that go. Good smile, guys. I'm so happy. I'm smiling too. And I'm going to drink my beverage of choice, which right now is Amdocs. So you guys drink what you're drinking. Wow. Okay, so that was delicious. And I hope yours was too, and I know it was. I'm excited about our trainer today. I'm just jacked out of my mind. And right as I bring her on, I just want to share a quick little nugget. This morning during my personal study, very early, waiting for the sun to come up, I did something I totally don't normally do, but I hit the Facebook app and it opened, and Dave MacArthur had just posted something, and it was a video by Bob Proctor. So I watched it, 28 minutes and 16 seconds. I'll post it later today on the Lenny Evans 123. But anyway, it's amazing. And a yoga class that one of my best friends was teaching said something so similar. And here, I just want to wrap it up with this. And this is about goals. It's about the whole thing's about goals and how, first of all, almost no one sets goals. And out of the people that do set goals, only 90% set them incorrectly. So do the reverse engineering on that and make sure you're in that and watch the video. But he says that there's no inspiration. Bob Proctor says there's no inspiration in a goal that you already know how to do, and there's no inspiration in a goal that you think you know how to do. There's only inspiration in a goal that you're in your fantasy land about. That doesn't seem possible. And the Zen teaching that I learned in the yoga class, the Zen teaching is basically that the only goal worthy of you, says the Zen teacher, is that which seems impossible. That's it. Because everything, there's infinite potential. So anyway, I get excited. And somebody who I'm watching doing this, like, it's just like so brilliant to watch this woman, watch this human, watch this miracle happening before our eyes and stepping into a leadership role that I'm just so excited about, where Rhonda Collier is at right now and where how she's leading us, all of us, and so beautifully. So a millionaire goddess, Rhonda Collier, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Happy Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday. I love it. And Debbie and Jeff, I am just so over the moon to see you guys on that stage and rocking it at the Eric Worre event. You so deserve it. You guys are amazing trainers, amazing leaders. And congratulations to everyone who's here, you know, every day, plugging in, plugging in, plugging in. Every master was once a disaster, certainly, including me. And I love setting goals, Lenny, that I don't know how to do. I love setting goals that scare me, right? If I can't, I must. That's where growth happens. That's where it happens. You know, if I'm afraid to do something, but I know it's a step in the direction of my values, my vision, my purpose, hashtag path with purpose. If I'm afraid to do that thing, then it's the perfect thing to do. If I can't, whew, I must, right? So I am reading Sell or Be Sold. It's so funny. I remember when I first started in Isogenics, I was like petrified of sales, you guys. A lot of people say this isn't sales, it's sharing, whatever, it's selling, whatever you want to call it. Grant Cardone calls selling, like, literally the world would stop. It would not function without people that sell, okay? And, of course, what we do is share because, I mean, if you want to get technical, the way I think it's sharing versus selling is because we're sharing an authentic personal experience, right? Selling perhaps could be something that you are marketing that you don't use or you haven't had a personal experience with, then you're selling it. And then if you have an authentic experience with it, then you're sharing it. So, okay, this is what he says in the book, Lenny. This is a journey, you guys. This is a total journey that everyone is going on in Isogenics. And I went on it. I'm still on it. I will forever be on it. I love this journey. It's one of the most exciting things I've ever done in my life because it challenges me to my core constantly because we can constantly go to the next level in this journey. There's no top, right? Not like at work, like you can only do so well, right? This is there's no stopping how well I or you can do. And that's a beautiful thing, right? It's a trip because for me, it was really, really challenging, hard. I don't know. I mean, they say don't say it was isogenics is hard, but it was for me. It was hard, but I loved it, right? And I just kept going at it, you know? And he says, only to the degree you are sold can you sell. He said, this is in chapter 5, the most important sale is selling yourself. This is a critical and unavoidable fact that cannot be missed if you're to become great at what you do. This fact also happens to be one of the most important tools you will ever have as a salesperson. And it can be used to monitor your career. The bottom line is, if you're not selling, to some degree, you are not sold. If sales are slow, you are not sold. If you're not getting your way, you're not sold. If you've got some other excuse, you're not completely sold. And it's interesting, this journey, right? Right? Where do you feel maybe you're not sold right now? Right? I can sometimes come up against for a second until I get back in control of my thoughts. I can sometimes come up against not being sold on people being able to be successful in this business. I can sometimes come up against not being sold on that the person is going to do the products the way that they're laid out. Not, I'm sold that the products work. Right? Because I've done it myself. I've seen my mom. I've seen my uncle. I've seen my sister. I've seen hundreds of thousands of people cross this. I'm sold that if you follow the protocol, they work. But am I sold that the person I'm speaking to is going to follow it? So what do you do with all of that? What do I do with all of that when that stuff is showing up? That's one of the things where it's, for me, it's super crucial before I get on the phone call with the person I'm going to be sharing with, maybe a follow-up call, maybe that first conversation to share my 30-second story and then bring them to a video. Before I dial, I'm noticing if I take the time and set my intentions, get clear on my vision for that person. And what does that mean? That means I see that person following the system easily and having remarkable, life-changing results. I see that, right? What's the saying, Lenny, that keep the end in mind, right? I keep the end in mind. I set the intention. I set the intention that they are going to be so excited to talk to me, that they are going to be so excited for this information, that they are going to order the value pack, that they are going to do it, that they're going to have an amazing result. And I can think of so many experiences that I've had, and if you haven't had that experience yet, just go online and watch some of the videos, and you're going to have that experience, right? If you go to isomovie.com and you watch some of the videos there, you're going to have that experience because those are authentic, real stories, right? And so I set the intention. I see it happening. One of my favorite stories right now is, I don't even know if she's on the call, is Vicky Diaz. She sold me my couch. Oh, she's such a blessing in my life. She's so amazing. And she was just, I don't even know how many years, 10 years, just not feeling good. Let's just put it that way. She puts isogenics in her body, and 4 days later, she is lit up like a Christmas tree. A week later, she can't even believe how great she feels. A month later, she's down all this weight. She's alive again. She got her life back. She's one of my favorite stories to remind me that when I share isogenics, when I sell isogenics, I am selling something that is a total and complete game changer. And I choose to fix my thoughts on the belief that the person I'm sharing it with is going to want it, is going to buy it, and is going to use it, and is going to have results just like Vicky, just like my mom, just like me, just like Lenny, just like Dave, just like all of us. I choose to focus there. I could focus on the other people that didn't do it and didn't get results or whatever, or just had a challenge and it just wasn't a time for that. What I could focus on that, that is not going to help me. That is not going to help the person. It's not about me. It's about them, right? It's about them. And they need to hear that my belief is higher than their doubts, right? My belief is higher than their concerns. My belief must be stronger than their belief in doubt, concern, fear, lack. And I learn how to do this through practice, you guys. Jennifer Trentner taught me how to like really ask someone like on a scale, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your goal? You know, okay, you're going to get that. Okay, first thing you're going to find out. Someone's interested in it. Tell me what you want to accomplish. If I gave you a magic wand, what would you like to have happen in the next 90 days? Okay, great. They're going to tell me. Okay, awesome. Write it down. You want to lose 10 pounds. You want to have more energy. You want to get to the gym more. Okay, great. Why is that important to you? That's a crucial question. Why? Right? And then remember, while you're having this conversation, if there's any doubt in you, they can't afford it. Ooh, that was a big one for me when I first got started, right? They're not going to spend the money on this. No one has them, blah, 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 right? I, to be experts, to be professionals, must focus in on the product and the experience and the health and the quality of life and the change they're going to get is way more important than that $300 in their bank account or that $600 or wherever they're starting, right? I must believe that stronger than they believe in the other. And so I focus in on that, and then I ask them why their goal is important to them. And this is an important piece, and I'm going to wrap up right now. Their why is the most important piece. And I like to dive into that. Tell me a little bit more about that. What's it going to be like when you got those 20 pounds off and all your clothes are fitting and you got massive energy and you're strolling into work and you're coming home and you're feeling like a rock star? Tell me about your life. What are you guys going to do? What's going to be different? Right? Get into that why and listen, 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 right? And then it's the magic question that Jennifer taught me. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is this to you right now? If they're not at 10, you guys, we've got some work to do. They generally probably just have some concerns that it's not going to work for them. If they're like a 7, 8, or 9, they probably just have some concerns. What can I do to get you to a 10? Because my product works, but it only works if you use it. And so therefore, I only sell it to people who are 10, who are absolutely ready to do it. And if they're like a 5, 6, or whatever, then it's probably not the right time for them. It's probably not the right time for you to do this. You're not committed enough yet to spend this money. It doesn't work if it stays in the canister. So call me when you're closer to a 10, and we're going to get you those results. And so, Lenny, you know, I'm reading this book, Sell or Be Sold. I'm learning so much, and I'm so grateful that I'm focusing in on this right now because my numbers are cranking up because I'm committed to talking to 2 people a day now, and I did 1 a day every day for the last 3 weeks, and, of course, that's filled the pipeline, right? I have 15 more people that I didn't have before, and they're now in my pipeline, and some have ordered and some haven't, right? And so reading this is really helping me. And just real quick, as I wrap up, Len, on page 23, I won't go over it, but if you go to the 90-day action plan, on page 23, Kathy is so brilliant. She gives us exactly what to do in a power hour, if you have 1 hour to build your Isagenix business, and she gives us exactly what to do in 15 minutes of focus. And it's really powerful. See, when I first started, I was like, what do I do? What do I do, right? I didn't know what to do. I'd sit down to go to work. And, of course, you're picking up the phone. That's what you're doing. But there's a list of things that you can do also that's going to help you really focus in. So, Lenny, that's the training today. Figure out what it's going to take, you guys, for you to be sold completely on the products, the cost of the products, our company, this business, our business. Right? And not everyone wants to do the business, okay? So if you mention the business opportunity to someone and they're not excited about that, then pause on that, right? Get them the products. Get them going. Get them feeling good and show them how they can get their products paid for. That's not doing the business. That's just getting some cash rebates that all companies are offering right now, and we deserve to let everyone know about that. So that's the wrap today, baby.
Wow. You are literally on fire, and we're all watching you burn. right now. It's awesome. Oh my gosh, that was such a brilliant training. I'm so excited about that book. I took so many notes, and you know what? I'm just so excited about this because something that I used to talk about a lot, and I haven't talked about very much lately, just downloaded, and I just wrote this total 7-question survey on are you sold in the following 7 areas. And literally, this is so vital. If you're not selling, you're not sold. I love what you said. Did you say, my belief must be higher than their doubt? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's perfect. I mean, because yes, we can always move up the scale on a scale of 1 to 10 into a higher belief just by doing an activity. You know, it's just like if we don't have a strong belief in network marketing, then by reading Eric Worre's book, that takes you one notch further, or maybe 2 or 3 or 4. Like that, this is brilliant. I just love this idea. It's so important.
Thank you, darling. Let's rock this day, you guys. Get out there and, you know, bless some lives. And I did post a training in Isogenics Basic Training. What was it? Monday night. You're all welcome to go listen to it and plug in there. And we'll be on the pros call in about 40 minutes talking to Jeff Beebe.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, let's rock it, girl. Thank you for showing up and teaching us. And all of you guys, let's give Rhonda some love and let's just get excited and in that excitement. Let's do this. Here we go. All right, we're live, guys. 1, 2, 3.